Good morning. We are 560 KMON, the voice of Montana. Chris Cards here. It is 824 at the Frontline Ag Studios, joined by some very special guests in studios. I got some amazing athletes in here from the Great Falls Americans hockey team. Super honored to have Greg Sears in here, who brought in a couple of players today. And I have their names and I have where they're from, but I'd rather them actually introduce themselves. I think it'd be a lot cooler. So let's go around the room and welcome these gentlemen into the studio. We'll start over here.
Hi, I'm Kiefer Lundmark from Minnesota.
I'm Wilson Giles from Fairfield, Montana.
I'm Wyatt Rust, and I'm from Alaska.
I love it. Welcome, gentlemen. And of course, we have Greg Sears in here. Thank you, Greg, for being in. Super excited. This is really neat. So, fun fact, gentlemen, I've only been in Great Falls for about a year now. So, I haven't, when I got here last year, I think you guys were already underway. Didn't get a chance to meet you guys, but happy that you're here. And I'm learning a lot about what you guys do for the games, because I know fan experience is a big thing for you guys. And I know the culture of the program is very buttoned up in the way you guys operate. And I love the system that you'll have too, where players stay with local families and you guys get to basically shack up with locals and learn the Great Falls way. So let's start off first and foremost with the puck drop, Greg. So I saw this. Bob was excited. Baker Bob, he's normally in here. And one of the things he wanted me to ask you about, not the puck drop, excuse me, was the main camp that was mentioned in your puck drop newsletter. And so I wanted to talk about that because you had mentioned you guys are starting to wrap that up.
Yeah, no, first of all, thanks for having us. Yeah, been a busy week for our boys. You know, they've been on the ice 8 times already, and we'll wrap up today.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night we wrap up our portion of main camp with our annual inter-squad game at 7 p.m. at the Iceplex. So, yeah, they put a lot of work in, and they're tired and sore, but, you know, we're almost to the end of the line here with main camp, and look forward to turning the page towards the season.
I love it. Now, you guys are all smirking a little bit when he said y'all were sore. How are y'all feeling right now, honestly, after camp? How's it been for you guys?
The legs are pretty tight right now.
Yeah.
But everyone's going through it, so it's good.
Is that now from drills, or is it like a specific drill that you're feeling it from, or is it just repetition from the whole camp?
Just all of it.
Yeah, I bet. What for you guys has been the biggest adaptation that you've had to make going into camp, coming in off the break?
Definitely, as a rookie, the speed.
Oh, that's good. So what did you notice about the speed when you get into the game?
At this level, it's definitely a lot faster paced and
a lot more
to watch out for and keep your head up for.
So how do you improve on that when it comes to like real time decision making? Because if it is moving faster, I'm imagining you got to be a little bit sharper mentally to do that. How do you guys focus and kind of ramp that up?
Just gotta practice.
Yeah. Just lock in. I like that. I know that's a tough question. I'm hitting you guys with stuff that we didn't really prepare for. So as you guys are going through the camp, has there been any sort of, I guess, mindset or ethos, or I don't want to call it a battle cry. I know a lot of coaches nowadays aren't quotey. They don't like to do the old motivational speech anymore. But is there something or a theme to this camp that you guys have adopted throughout the camp?
Yeah, so you know, you get there and there's guys you never met before, but everybody has to come in and you got to set the tone right away and make sure everybody knows that you're here to play hockey and nothing else. And that's what you have to be there to do.
I like that. Just business, right? That's awesome. And so as you guys go into the season, is there anything, because I know two of you guys are returning from last year, right? So what do you hope to see different this year from last year? What improvements and changes have you guys are looking for this year? Greg's like, what? Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, I'm hoping we have a great season, you know. I think last year, some of the guys maybe weren't completely like on board with all this stuff. So I'm hoping we can get everybody here and everybody on the same boat.
Yeah.
All business right away.
Yeah. You know? And how about you? You had some thoughts too, huh?
Yeah, I agree. I think we had a pretty good group last year, but just didn't all come together at the same time, and it showed when it came to playoffs.
That's awesome. Yeah, and so, you know, here we go into the new season, and you guys are also doing Chuck-a-Puck, which I think is really fun. And Greg, I've never been to a Great Falls Americans game yet, but tell me, for someone who's never been, or what Chuck-a-Puck is that you guys do.
Yeah, you know, Matt does a good job, our owner, with, you know, trying to grow the game in Great Falls, and you know, adding things in between periods like chuck a puck is a huge thing. You know, where people can purchase puck and then try to hit a target and win a prize. Pretty standard hockey tradition, but you know, I think we also do some things like shoot for luck, where a person shoots from the red line and tries to make it in the net, and then you know, 50-50 raffle too. So we try to, you know, we want it to be entertaining for our fans and you know, a good experience when people do come out.
That's awesome. And what's that been like for you guys now with fan interaction and encountering that on this level and doing a game night? What is that experience like? I mean, even the rookie, he's like, I don't know. I haven't played. Like, if you, like, what would you say to the rookie if you had to let him know, like, what to prepare for on game night with the vibe and what to expect?
You know, sometimes there's some rowdy fans, but it's cool. You get to meet some really cool people down here and have some fun. Make sure you meet as many people as you can, you know?
I like this.
Yeah, we take pride in our fans. We have some people who have been up there, I mean, religiously since I've been here. But, you know, we look forward to, you know, our rivalry games. We usually draw pretty well, you know, against Helena, Bozeman, Butte, teams like that. So, you know, it's fun to pack it in up there and, you know, see that atmosphere grow again. You know, obviously last year, you know, we won 31 games and people, you know, like a winner here. So, you know, we plan to do the same this year and hopefully, you know, opening weekend here in a couple weeks, so we'll get a bunch of people up there.
That's incredible. Now, next week, you guys are going to get back into your normal routine, I understand, with the morning skate, the afternoon workouts, and it's going to be over at the Peak Health and Wellness Center. So, as far as the incorporation of team meetings into those, what kind of things, Greg, do you have to touch on? Because I know you mentioned off air, your players are between 16 and 21. Is that correct?
Yep.
So when you incorporate these meetings in to these younger athletes that are learning the game, learning how to operate as a professional, what kind of lessons and things do you instill in those meetings?
Yeah, you know, we're teaching balance, right? Like we practice every morning and we work out, or we have video sessions or meetings and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of intro to the real world, right?
Yeah.
You know, our guys run about 9 to 1:30 daily.
Oh, geez.
And then, you know, most are in school at either the high school level or college courses. And then some guys, you know, have some jobs too. So they're packed.
Man,
you know, try our best to keep them out of trouble and, you know, keep them pointed in the right direction. So if college is an option after this, we can get them there. And so it's a grind.
I could feel it. I could feel the prep, man, that you could cut that in the air with a butter knife. Now with, you know, this is awesome. I love that y'all are doing the annual blue white game. I've heard of teams and organizations across different sports do this where they have like an inter team scrimmage and stuff. Talk to us about that. Cause I believe that's happening this weekend, tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yep. Big one. Little bragging rights, you know, me and Coach Alex, our assistant, and our other assistants, we did do a draft, and, you know, today we'll shoot for the home team and see who's the home team and who's got to pack up and go to the visitor's locker room. So, we try to make it as fun as we can, and then obviously right after we'll come together, settle in, and get after it next week. But I think we're all looking forward to Saturday night.
That's incredible. And Wilson, as the rookie, when you go into a game like that, the inner scrimmage, there's bragging rights on the table. Do you feel like you got a little something extra to prove to these guys that have been here?
Yeah, it's just like it's just like a regular game, you know. They're not my teammates if they're on the other team.
Dang. So. Okay. Hey, that's a mindset to have, though, and I imagine you got to approach that. And is there something that you guys have as far as to do after these intense practices to wind down? Is there anything you've had a chance to do in the area yet, or check out in Great Falls, or what do you guys do after an intense practice to kind of decompress a little bit?
You know, there's lots of stuff to do here, especially outside. I like to go fishing. I'll bring a couple guys with me every once in a while.
Heck yeah.
And sometimes there's a hike we'll go on as a team every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
If it hasn't snowed yet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, that's what I was hearing last year. I just got here. Everyone's like, you just wait till winter. You just wait till winter. Y'all are so fun, by the way. I love the team camaraderie already. I feel like you guys are like brothers already. What about you? What is something that you do to kind of take the edge off, Kiefer?
I mean, one of my favorite things to do as a team is every Tuesday we go to Cafe Rio. And they got $2.50 tacos. And
yeah.
Free plug.
$10 for four tacos and
heck
a drink.
Yeah. Hey, you hear that, Cafe Rio? There you go. Get in on this. The guys love your tacos. Yeah, that's great. What about you, Wilson? I know you're the rookie, and you're going through these intense camps for the first time. What do you do to kind of to take the edge off after?
I do a lot of stretching.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. I'm closer to 40 than I'd like to be, and I could tell you stretching is a good idea. You want to keep doing that. Well, again, thank you guys. Again, the Great Falls Americans coming in. How can folks get tickets if they want to, get involved with you guys, whether you guys do events outside of the games and stuff like that? How can folks be a part of that experience? Because it sounds like it's definitely a culture and a loyal fandom there.
Yeah, for sure. You can check us out at greatfallsamericans.com. Also, our Facebook page, Instagram. You can purchase tickets ahead of time or at the door, any game. So you can walk right up if you don't have to. You don't have to worry about that. But yeah, our social media platforms are taking off over the years. So we always try to keep those updated with daily and weekend events.
Yeah,
so
that's incredible. And before I do let you guys go, I like to do this every time, but I want to go around the room real quick, especially for you boys as athletes and coming into the town. Before we let you go, what is the one thing you'd like to say to the fans ahead of this season? So we'll start with Kiefer first, and then we'll they're congregating. So if you got a message for the fans before we let you go, what is that message?
I say keep supporting us, and we'll try to help out and give you a reason to come support us.
Hey, I like that.
Be ready for some great Americans hockey.
That's right.
Classic.
Come cheer. Come cheer, son. Be loud.
I love it. I love it so much. Greg, would you like to add anything to that?
No, mine's just a shout out to my family listening at home. Our biggest fan, Gracie, she's got a dentist appointment here at 8 coming up, so she missed the start of school. But and a shout out to Jace.
Shout out Jace Trier, Keegan Hansen.
Here you go. Any other shout outs?
Shout out mom and dad.
Yeah. Any others? Go for it. Floor is yours.
Shout out EKG Electric.
I love it so much. Guys, y'all are so much fun. Best of luck on the season, and get rest where you can. And we're cheering for you guys. We can't wait to see what y'all do this season. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yep. Thanks. It's 560 KMON.